If you've lost track of where we are with the basketball arena, here's a quick refresher. Private investor Chris Hansen unveiled his idea last winter to build a new arena in the Soto neighborhood. The two councils held hearings and started offering amendments in June. The county council voted yes, but the city council required amendments, including a $40 million fund for transportation improvements near the Port of Seattle. Now both councils have said yes to the amended agreement. County Councilman Joe McDermott defended taxpayer involvement.
Because as part of government, we provide any number of public amenities. McCaw Hall, Benroya Hall, parks and trails throughout our region.
The arena deal uses bonding authority from the county and city to provide loans to Hansen's company. The loans would be paid back by Hansen and through taxes generated by the basketball arena. Approval allows Hansen to go shop for a team to bring here. Still, council members say an environmental process must compare other possible locations for an arena and evaluate the traffic impacts. And the Longshoremen's Union says it will file a lawsuit as soon as the legislation is signed. Attorney Peter Goldman says the environmental review is a sham.
Everyone knows that it's either this site or no site. So let's not pretend that we're going to have this discussion for the next year over what site.
The union says public officials violated state rules by creating unstoppable momentum before considering other possible locations. They worry shippers will leave Seattle if it's too hard to get trucks in and out of the port. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.